Here with Good Morning Scotland, time to get another business update with Wazim.
Thanks, Ellie. Good morning. Britain has the highest internet dating turnover of any European nation. Bet you didn't know that. 6.3 million Brits visit dating sites every month, and last year helped to tot up £170 million contribution to the UK economy. That's ahead of Germany with £164 million and France with £99 million. Now, the figures come from Metaflake, a company that reviews online dating agencies and advises people on how to use them. Its chief executive is Henning Beekers. He joins us from Cologne in Germany. Good morning to you, Henning.
Hello, good morning.
So, what's the biggest dating site in Europe? The largest dating site in Europe.
Oh, that's Meetic from France. They are running their service and under the brand of Meetic in several countries, and in UK,
right.
For example, they call their service Match.com.
Ah, Match.com, yes. And how much would a site like that charge then on an average month?
Depends on how many months you're going to book the service, but it's about like £20 or £30 for 1 month.
So, and is there still a sense of embarrassment or a stigma attached to using these sites? Because that used to be the case about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, but right now I think it's an established way to find a partner, and it always depends on the country you're looking at. For example, in UK, there's a 15-year tradition of using online dating services, so everybody knows some friends who found their partner online. You see TV ads every day. So in countries like this, it's very, very established, while, for example, in Italy or Poland, the people are not that much used to online dating sites.
And is online dating now taken as a serious business, as a proper business? Is it considered as such?
Definitely. You know, the laws changed during the years, so frauded sites can't act as freely as they could in the earlier years. The biggest problem today is scammers, especially from Africa, who are entering online dating sites and pretend to be businessmen from London or whatever to draw the money out of the pockets of 40-plus ladies.
Right.
And that's the biggest fight that the whole branch is having right now.
From a business point of view, if you look at the tobacco industry, it produces a product that ultimately, some would say, kills its customers. Here you have a business. Here you have a business where the aim is to get people hitched up so they don't come back to you. There's no sort of return custom, so to speak.
Yeah. This sounds like a contradiction in terms, isn't it? The point is that people, you know, they don't really find a partner on the first blind date. So it takes them a couple of months using the service, having dates like once a month or once a week. And a lot of customers just enjoy the opportunity to find new partners like every month and to change their relationships, and they come back after a few months.
Right.
They broke up the last relationship.
So it'll all be a growth business then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in terms of people, it's a very saturated market. Like, there are not many more singles that could join. You reach the maximum in UK. And in terms of pricing, you also reach the limit. There are a lot of new services from the Facebook environment that are more or less for free. So what we think is that the revenue is going to go down in the next years.
Okay. Henning Beekers, thank you very much for your time. The FTSE 100 a short while ago was down 24 at 5,776.